We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:06 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. My name is Greg Damon. And boy, I tell you what, we're going to go all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. I got a couple of good guests here. I told you earlier that I had some folks in the house, so I wanted to bring in Noah Menicky. He has been helping me call some basketball games over at MICDS. He's interested in sports broadcasting, so I said, hey, what a better way to come on down, hang out, see what it's like to hang out here at a real radio station.
Yeah, Noah? No. It's a lot different than I expected it to be. I kind of expected it to be kind of a, not what it is, honestly. I expected it to kind of be like a circle table, and then everyone's kind of has their own microphone, but it's a lot more high-tech and schedule-based than what I would thought, or yeah, than what I thought.
That's the most thing that people don't understand, is it's really time-based, and everything that we do is about time.
Yeah, because obviously there we have, I don't know how many TVs we have in here.
A lot.
With... They have different schedules, timers that go lead right into commercials, and then everything has to be on point with the time so everything can run smoothly.
So now you want to be a sports broadcaster, and are you wanting to do play-by-play? Do you want to do color? Do you want to just broadcast sports on the news?
I want to do play-by-play because that's kind of how I grew up doing it. I used to play with, like, little pens and make them look like they're running, and then... And then I would announce them in my head by myself. So I kind of, that's kind of what I've wanted to do since I was a little kid.
Well, I tell you, it's a tough business to crack into. I'll be honest with you right up there. But now what are you gonna announce? Because, you know, what if you have an opportunity to go to a minor league hockey team?
Yeah, honestly, anything. And then my obvious goal is to do play-by-play for a Super Bowl. So I'm a big football guy. So that would be, that's my ultimate goal.
So you want to be Joe Buck?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure. I'd like to be Joe Buck.
Yeah, that would be awesome if I ever get the opportunity to announce a Super Bowl. But obviously you always have to start somewhere and you can't always go big first. So even if it is a minor league baseball team or a minor league hockey team, you always have to start somewhere. So.
Nope, absolutely. Joe Buck does stop by here every once in a while too, just so you know. All right, well, Noah, thanks for coming down and hanging out tonight. I want to bring in our next guest. Excuse me. Jim Lindhorst. I've known Jim for, well, a long time. I've known Jim for a long time. He's a St. Louis contributing editor and critic and feature writer for BroadwayWorld.com. He's also a member of the St. Louis Theater Circle, and he's hanging out with us here in studio tonight as well. Jim, thanks for coming down and hanging out live with us here.
Thanks, Greg.
Oh, you know what? I've been here 22 years. One of these days, I'm going to figure out how to turn these mics on.
Not a worry.
All right.
So it's great to be here live in the studio with you on At Your Service. I appreciate it. And you put me in a bad situation with Noah here. Now that's a tough act to follow.
That's all right. Noah does a great job calling the basketball game. So he's going to be good. It'll be good.
I'm certain he will.
All right. So let's talk a little theater. You know, for me personally, I was never a theater guy. You know,
you are now.
That's right. So I am now with my son heavily invested into it. But this is really your passion. This is something that we've talked about many, many times. But this is really something that you have looked forward to do And now you're all up in it.
I am. This will be my fourth full season covering the Muni and stages and all of the professional theaters that are in St. Louis. I'm a relatively new member of the theater circle in St. Louis. And the theater circle is a group that's comprised of 10 local theater critics and an administrator. And we're very fortunate. A gentleman named Eric Kenyon has just taken over as administrator. And he's really sunk his teeth in, has really taken off with that role. One of the things that we've needed in St. Louis for a very long time that Eric has done now is he's created a website for the St. Louis Theater Circle. It's St. Louis Theater Circle, STL Theater, let's try that again, STLTheaterCircle.org. And on the Theater Circle website is a calendar of every professionally produced production that's produced locally here. Currently, there's about 60 on there, and 38 professional companies are represented that produce theater locally. So the only theater that's not listed there is the Fox Theater, because everything that the Fox brings in is nationally produced. Beyond the Fox, everything else is locally produced, and this now gives theater patrons a place to go to see what's on the theater calendar for the month and the year. Last year, I saw 80 productions.
Wow.
And when I think about our upcoming Theater Circle Awards, there were 100 productions that were eligible in consideration.
And this doesn't include the Fox at all.
This does not include the Fox.
I mean, I got to tell you, Jim, you know, when we were talking off air about this, you know, I think obviously we have the rep, we have the black rep, we have the stages, we have the Muni, the Fox, and then and thinking that's, you know, that's it. That's all, because that's all you see. But there are many, many companies.
You have St. Louis Actors Studio. You have the New Jewish Theater. You have New Line Theater. You have Tesseract Theater. You have Stray Dog. You have the Midnight Company. Just an immense amount of talent. And what's really interesting about this is in St. Louis, there are people with real theater pedigree, people who are visionary artists moving to St. Louis to create theater. Here's an example. The rep, St. Louis rep, just recruited Danny Williams to St. Louis to be the managing director. Danny worked prior at the Public in New York. And to give you an idea of over the last four or five decades, six decades, what the Public has been responsible for, their three biggest productions was the original production of Hair.
Wow.
The landmark production that changed musical theater of A Chorus Line. And Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton all came out of the Public. And we now have a person who worked at the Public in New York City delivering top quality theater to St. Louis. And the rep's season this year was just epic. They opened with the Lehman Trilogy, which is a story that won the play for the Tony for Best Play. It's long. It was over 3 hours long, flew by. Just an incredible production with three actors playing the generations of the Lehman family as they came to the United States as immigrants and became big financiers in the United States. Then they just closed the most incredible production of Moby Dick that you can even begin to imagine. So Moby Dick was written by a gentleman named David Catlin out of Chicago. And David's founding partner for Looking Glass Theater in Chicago is a little known actor named David Schwimmer.
I know him.
Yeah.
I see him every night.
My wife watches him all the time.
That's right.
At any rate, David Catlin wrote this script for Moby Dick, and this was the sixth time he's produced this, but he was influenced by Cirque du Soleil and the Philobius Dance Company. And this was the most physical production of Moby Dick. I mean, the horror of a whale attacking your ship and the madness of Captain Ahab. And it was just a terrific production. And the next thing they're going to do, and again, I'm a theater geek. We've talked about that a lot, right? And just this week, I got to interview somebody who I've really appreciated this woman's work. Her name's Astrid Van Wieren. And Astrid Van Wieren originated the role of Beulah in Come From Away on Broadway. Well, when I got the press release from Francis White over at the Rep, and I saw that Beulah was going to be playing Fannie Mae, I sent Francis a message immediately and said, may I please interview Astrid? And I got the chance to talk to her yesterday. So Astrid, along with an amazing company, including Joni L. Joplin, a very famous St. Louis actor, who's acting in his 102nd production at the Repertory Theater in St. Louis. They're doing Tracy Letts' August Osage County. Now, there was a movie about 6 or 7 years ago with Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep of August Osage County, but it was a much pared-down version of that. They played it as a very serious drama. August Osage County is a tragic comedy. It's absolutely hilarious. Tracy Letts has an unbelievable way with the pen, and it's a very dramatic family show about a very, very dysfunctional family, but you will see something that will remind you of your family in it, and you'll laugh out loud, but you'll also be brought to tears because it is a very, very, very dramatic show, but built with a lot of humor. So Danny's vision for this year was just unbelievable. I can hardly wait to see what they do next year.
Jim, I got to take some business here. Let's come back here in just a few seconds. We're visiting with Jim Lindhorst. He is the St. Louis contributing editor and also critic and feature writer for BroadwayWorld.com. Stick around. More of the KMOX is at your service to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Welcome back, everybody. 9:20 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Sorry about that. I'm sick like everybody else out there. Hey, this is KMOX is at your service. My name is Greg Damon. We're visiting with Jim Lindhorst. He's a St. Louis contributing editor and critic and feature writer for BroadwayWorld.com. Also, he's a member of the St. Louis Theater Circle, and he's been kind enough to hang out with us here tonight on actually live in studio. I do appreciate that. So, Jim, I want to ask you, tell us about the St. Louis Theater Circle. I know nothing about this. Never heard of this.
So the St. Louis,
There's the mic again.
That's right.
Yeah. So the St. Louis Theater Circle is a group of critics, right? And our mission is to promote and honor regional theater productions in St. Louis. One of the things the Theater Circle does every year, and this is the first full year that I've been a contributing member and a voting member, is we put together the St. Louis Theater Circle Awards every year. We painstakingly comb through the 100 productions that were eligible. Each critic thinks about who should be nominated, what production should be nominated in each of those categories.
Now, does each critic go to each show?
Yes, and in order to be eligible to participate, you have to see a large percentage of the shows, right? We have some bylaws to make sure that we're being fair to the process,
okay,
essentially,
sure,
right? And then we create that. So on Monday, March 25th, at the Loretta Hilton Center on the WashU campus, we are going to host the St. Louis Theater Circle Awards. It's open to the public. You can buy a ticket. You can go to the Theater Circle website, which, again, is stltheatercircle.org, or you can go to repstl.org to buy tickets. And we will provide an evening with that. They call it the Theater Prom. It is a big, dressy event. If you want to go to an award show, this is as close as you're going to get to a big theatrical award show in St. Louis, right? And we will present awards to basically 33 different people or 33 different productions, everything from plays, dramas and comedies, musicals and opera, in order to honor the unbelievable talent that's in this St. Louis market.
And I'm assuming you also the performers as well, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And you know, you never know if you're going to run into somebody famous there. Last year, the musical that won for Best Musical was In the Heights, that was the Stages production. The person who directed Stages is a professional working actor out of New York City. His name's Luis Salgado. He was in the original company of In the Heights with Lin-Manuel Miranda. He learned from Andy Blankenbuehler, who's the choreographer of Hamilton. So he was there. Some members of his cast were there. And so you don't know who's going to show up, but you will certainly see all of the actors that you see perform in the St. Louis area. And again, I am just floored by the talent that's in this area.
So now, and this includes all the other theater companies that we talked about. We talked about some of them earlier, but all 38?
All 38, right. So let me give you a few examples of the work that some of these theater companies are doing. So there's a theater company that's run by a British gentleman and a British lady named Robert Ashton and Gwyneth Rush. They run Albion Theater. They perform at the Kranzberg Black Box, which is right next to the Fox, just south of the Fox, in the area where the sign says Big Brothers, Big Sisters over the building on Grand. They only do plays that are by Irish, British, and Scottish playwrights. So it's only playwrights from the UK. These plays are rarely produced in St. Louis. The three productions that they did last year were unbelievable. And their season this year is really exciting. And it's when I talk to Robert and I talk about his productions, he will say to me, I will not open a play if we're not ready on opening night. And he has his actors prepared. They talked with me about how they do accent normalization because their scripts are done in Irish.
That's what I was going to ask. Are these actual Irish and Scottish and English actors?
Well, they're American actors who adopt the accents. And Robert and Gwyneth work as accent coaches. In fact, Hawthorne Players, a community theater up in Florissant, did a production of Mark Haddon's, well, it's Mark Haddon's book, but the play is The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. And it's about a young man with Asperger's who sees his next-door neighbor's dog has been killed, and he starts to dig into the reasons for what happened. He's going to solve the mystery, right? And this young kid with Asperger's starts uncovering things that he doesn't want to know. It's actually my favorite book. My kids both attended St. Louis University High School, and one of their years, this book was their reading assignment over the summer, and my older son told me about it, and I said to my wife, I said, I have to read this. So all four of us read it. It's become my favorite book. It's really great. Anyway, Robert and Gwyneth worked with the folks up at Hawthorne Players in order to ensure that their British accents were sounding consistent. And they do exceptional work. So this year, they're opening their season in a couple of weeks with a play called Molly Sweeney. It's by an Irish playwright named Brian Friedel. And it's a story about a woman who's blind. And it's a woman, her husband, and the doctor. And it's the story's told in monologue, but about this husband convincing this wife that she needs to take on this surgery to restore her sight, and it doesn't go as expected. It sounds like a terrific show. The second show they're doing an Alan Ackbourne play for the second year in a row called Woman in Mind. And it's about Alan Ackbourne always does these dramatic comedies, but it's about a woman who gets slugged in the head by a garden rake and basically has a head injury, and it's all of her friends and family and the people around her trying to navigate what's going on with this woman once she's sustained this head injury. And then their third play that they're doing is a play called Lungs by a British author named Duncan McMillan. And I've seen their cast list. The people that they have cast, I've seen performed fantastic actors like Ryan Lawson Maskey, right? People who I've seen perform in other productions that do really terrific work. I'm really excited for their second full season to see what they can do. Another company that's doing something very unique and very different. And
I have a question.
Sure.
So you're talking about these different actors and stuff like this.
Yes.
And again, it's because I just don't know, and I'm curious, and I just want to know. Do these actors really stay at one playhouse, or do they audition for everything?
They audition for everything. You know, one of the big challenges we have with having 38 professional theater companies is the number of actors that are in the market, right? And so they will work in and amongst these companies. Now, it's not uncommon that you will see somebody like a guy named Drew Mizell, who does a lot of work at Stray Dog. Drew Mizell's in three plays. He just finished playing the inspector in Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. He was Tony Manero in their production of Saturday Night Fever last year. He's a terrific actor. He laid down one of my favorite performances last year when he played dual roles in the Stray Dog production of Into the Woods. He's fantastic. But all of these actors are professional actors. We have an awful lot of equity actors in the market. And when I am just astounded that out of the 80 plays that I saw last year, there were maybe four or five I didn't care for. Really, really excellent productions going on here.
I got to tell you, because we'll talk about this on the other side of break, but it's amazing to think, you know, you think of big time shows, big time plays, things like that. Everybody thinks New York, that's a place to go. But it just seems like, man, it's a pretty amazing right here in St. Louis.
Well, we need to talk about the people who've come from New York.
All right, we're going to do that on the other side of break. Folks, this is KMOX is at your service. Jim Lindhorst in the house, talking a little theater. My name is Greg Damon. We'll be back after these. Welcome back, everyone. 9:33 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Of course, this is KMOX's At Your Service, and that was the Tubes. Fee Waybill, lead singer of the Tubes. That's how kind of dumb trivia that I know.
You need to get some musical theater tunes for coming out of the break here, Greg.
I couldn't help you with musical theater tunes, maybe a couple of them.
Perhaps your son Nick's singing now. I have everything from Fiddler on the Roof.
I'll tell you a quick story, Jim. So we've known each other for many, many, many years. And I remember when we were younger, you had a CD of Les Mis. And you were telling me about how this was your favorite musical. And I remember looking at your brother going, what is he talking about? You know? And then here, like, that is probably my favorite musical. And my favorite part of that is the innkeeper and his wife.
The Thénardiers.
Yes, right. Makes me crack up every time I watch it.
That's a great role. So let's take just a minute to talk about Nick for a second, because most of your listeners probably don't know that your son is a junior, rising senior in the musical theater program at Missouri Baptist University.
Correct.
Right. And I've watched Nick over the years, and I've seen his growth as an actor. And it's interesting that he just did Fiddler on the Roof, because at the Muni this summer, Fiddler on the Roof is one of their productions. And, you know, it's just really interesting that decades and decades and decades after this premiered on Broadway, that it's still relevant when you think about what's going on in the Gaza Strip, right?
Exactly.
And for my money, so very first thing I performed in as a high school student was I was Avram in Fiddler on the Roof, right? And when you said Nick was doing it, I came, sat there, still knew every line, still knew every lyric, right? And I'm looking forward to the Muni's production, but Nick played Perchik, and he did an incredible job. And now I have everything is one of the hardest songs to sing in that score, and he just laid down a beautiful rendition of that song.
Do I owe you money or something?
You do.
All right,
you do.
All right, perfect.
And congratulations, by the way, because you shared that he's heading to L.A., for an acting workshop over the summer?
That's not a done deal yet. Not okay. A done deal.
So I hope I didn't spill the
no
spill
no
the
no.
Beans
it's
on
fine.
Something I shouldn't.
It's
have.
Just it's not a done deal. Don't know if it's going to happen or not. But there's some other things that goes along with that. So we're still waiting for the details to see if we can iron that.
Very good. Well, you know, with his singing skill, he would really love some of the cabaret work that's going on in St. Louis right now. And this is a kind of a new theatrical art form for this area. So in the big markets, there are cabarets where Broadway artists come in and they sing songbook and they tell stories, and it's really engaging. So there are a handful of places in St. Louis that are now doing cabaret performing. There's the Cabaret Project in St. Louis that's led by Tim Shaw. And there's Blue Strawberry that's over on Boyle, just behind the cathedral.
So for playing the home game here of the KMOX Is At Your Service, what's the difference between cabaret and just going to see a theater production?
So a theater production is a scripted production that has a story, it has a book, it has a score, it has actors and actresses and costumes, right?
Okay.
Cabaret production is basically an artist on stage with one to three musicians behind them, usually just a piano, but occasionally they'll have a piano, stand-up piano, or a piano, a stand-up bass and drums, right? But usually not more than three. And some really great performers were in St. Louis last year. I had the opportunity to see Beth Lovell perform, Tony-winning actress. Had the opportunity to see Adam Pascal, the original Roger, perform in a club of about 100 people where they sang audition songs and they sang rock music and they sang songs that they performed on stage. And it's just this really great art form where you can go see someone in a small market. But there's some things that have happened recently that are really cool. So Joe Hanrahan over at Midnight Company had this vision to do what he called theatrical cabaret, where he would write a script and have an artist sing a songbook that would support that script. The very first show that he produced like this has sold out 15 times in the last 12 months.
Wow.
Just sold out at 16th performance and has been rebooked for April at Blue Strawberry, and it's called Just One Look. Now, there was a poster that adorned my wall, so I'm a little bit of a homer about this. There was a poster that adorned my wall as a kid, and it was Linda Ronstadt. Love Linda Ronstadt. Love her music. So there's an actress in St. Louis named Kelly Howe, who, by the way, is nominated for a Theater Circle Award for her performance in a brand new play that was called See You in a Minute. We can talk about that later. But Kelly plays Linda Ronstadt, and Joe plays an aging rock reporter like a Rolling Stone reporter, and he's finally got his interview with Linda Ronstadt. And she starts with Linda Ronstadt's stuff from the Stone Ponies and sings Linda Ronstadt's songbook all through Pirates of Penzance.
I gotta go see that.
Oh my God, it's incredible. And what's really cool is it's a room full of baby boomers like me nodding their head and singing along with the Linda Ronstadt music. And every time they book this, they sell out. So now Joe has two new productions coming up. He's working with an actress named Eileen Engel, who was just in a production at Soul Siren Playhouse called Dutchman with Cameron Jamar, who's just founded that. That was the company's first production. Cameron Jamar was a Theater Circle winner last year for his performance in The Black Reps. The African company does Richard III. But anyway, Eileen Engel and Joe have put together two shows that are opening next week. One's called Movie Music, and it's basically all the songs from films through our lifetime with some scripted banter in between. Moon River, The Way We Were, right? All these great award-winning songs that were in movies. And the second show is a little more kind of loosey-goosey script, for lack of a better word, and it's called JC's Jazz Joint, and she's going to sing jazz music. So there's four productions, two of movie music, two of JC's Jazz Joint that are playing the Blue Strawberry. And in addition to working with the Blue Strawberry, Joe and Eileen are working with the gentlemen who are the founders of Fly North Theatricals. Colin Healy is going to be the music director for those productions, and his partner Bradley Rolfe in JC's Jazz Joint is going to play the drums. And by the way, Fly North does terrific work. They did a production last year of Carolina Change. Bunch of nominations for Theater Circle Awards. In a little bitty black box theater that held like 60 people. So it's like going to a small off-Broadway theater and getting Broadway caliber work from these terrific performers and artists who are creating theater here.
It just really kind of blows my mind thinking about all these different theater companies right here in St. Louis that you're just going on naming them. Like, I've never heard of these things. So.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about them until I started doing this.
That's just kind of crazy. Just kind of crazy.
Can we talk about the people who create theater here?
It's all yours. The mic is yours.
So here's the interesting thing is in St. Louis, we have people who've left and come back with real pedigree. We already talked about Danny Williams, right? Now, Danny's not from St. Louis originally, but he's here now. But we have people who are creating theater that are Tony Award-winning people. Mike Isaacson over at the Muni, Mike has multiple Tonys. He just won the Tony for Parade, right? The man who directed Parade is a famous New York director named Michael Arden. The person at Stages St. Louis, who was the executive producer and just retired and made way for the next two people that I want to talk about as well, is named Jack Lane. Jack's now a world producer of Broadway. He produces in the West End. He produces in New York. He is a producer on a show that's opening in Boston that's going to be really fascinating, called The Queen of Versailles. It's about Jackie Siegel, the wife of the Westgate timeshare magnate that their business went belly up. There's a Netflix special. So Michael Arden is going to direct this. So the reigning Tony Award-winning director, right, who worked with Mike Isaacson to win Mike his Tony on Parade, right? And Michael Arden won the Tony for Parade as well as for directing Parade, is going to direct this production of Queen of Versailles. The music's being written by Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Pippin and Wicked.
Big time players here.
Yeah, yeah. And Jackie Siegel is going to be played by Kristen Chenoweth. And there's a St. Louis man who's one of the producers of this show. And he was one of the founding members of Stages with his partner, Michael Hamilton, right? So the two people who are at Stages now that are doing, I mean, last season Stages had a ridiculous season. I named their show Clue the play of the year last year.
Oh, wow.
It was fantastic. It has 11 Theater Circle Award nominations. It was tied with the New Jewish Theater's production of Into the Woods for the most nominated production. But it was the vision of Gal C., who's the artistic director at Stages now, and Andrew Kuhlman. One of my very first interviews in St. Louis was with Andrew Kuhlman, and I was really excited to look over his shoulder and see the certificate for his Tony nomination for producing The Prom on Broadway. So we're talking about Tony-nominated people creating theater here in St. Louis for people to see. We are seeing top-notch productions all the time. Gal C., she was in Cats on Broadway. She was a casting director, so she cast the first national tours of Something Rotten in Kinky Boots, and she is now back from New York and is the artistic director there. And when you think about Stages season this year, it's really fascinating. So the person who is directing their production of Newsies is a gentleman named Steve Bebo. He's the gentleman who directed Clue last year. So he's nominated for directing award for Clue, and he's coming back to direct Newsies. Their director for their production of Steel Magnolias. Now, I've never seen the play Steel Magnolias. I've only seen the movie. It was a play first. I'm really looking forward to this. Is a lady named Paige Kreiss. Paige is linked to St. Louis. She's friends with Tony La Russa. So, Noah, there's your sports reference, right? Yeah, she's a friend of Tony La Russa's. And then the person who's directing their production of Ragtime is an actor named Deidre Goodwin. And Deidre was in the movie version of Chicago that won Best Picture. And she toured with Chicago playing Velma Kelly. And she came through St. Louis and played either the Fox or the Stiefel. I think it was the Fox as Velma Kelly. So not only are the people that live here creating theater that are nationally known people that have real theater pedigrees, but they're working with other folks who have real theater pedigrees.
Well, Jim, terrific. Jim, I can't thank you enough for coming down and talking a little theater with us. And who knew? Who knew how much theater, how much great theater we have here? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
News, talk, sports. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Back at it here on KMOX is At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. This is the last segment, and we have Jim Lindhorst here. He is the St. Louis contributing editor, critic, and also feature writer for BroadwayWorld.com, also a member of the St. Louis Theater Circle. Again, Jim, I want to thank you so much for coming down and hanging out with us and talk a little theater with us.
Thanks for the time. There's not enough time to talk about all the great theater that's going on in St. Louis. So I'm going to ask your listeners to do one big thing for me.
Okay.
Go go see a play.
All right, there you go. Folks who want more information, where can they get it?
They can go to the stltheatercircle.org website and click on the three hashtags on the left side and open the theater calendar and the list of companies, and you will have a link to every one of the companies as well as to all of the productions on the calendar that are locally produced for the year. And don't forget the Fox. They just announced an unbelievable season next year.
All right. Well, thanks, Jim. Appreciate you coming down. As always, folks, we always like to end our show with crack producer here, Matt Pajeski, playing a little guitar. What do you got for us tonight, Matt?
Greg, tonight I've got a little Blackbird by the Beatles.
All right, let's hear it.
Thanks. I'll lower that microphone real quick.
Well, Matt, I got to tell you, I thought George Harrison was sitting right here.
Well, thank you very much. That's a very, very nice compliment.
No, it was very good. Love having you play the guitar when you're on here.
Thank you, Greg.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that's going to about wrap up this edition of KMOX's At Your Service. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we had fun doing it. Hey, couple things here. It is supposed to be getting really bad. Storms on the way here. Make sure your lights are good on your car. Make sure your wiper blades are good. Hopefully you've changed your wiper blades. Most people don't think about it until the wiper blades or until you use them and you're going, hey, I can't see anymore. Guess what? Go out there and do it. They're only good for about 6 months. Something you can do yourself. Very easy for you to do yourself. But get those wiper blades changed. My big pet peeve, though, is make sure all the lights work on your car. How many times have you seen people driving down the road that their taillight doesn't work, their brake light doesn't work, or their turn signal, or maybe they just don't want to use their turn signal. That also happens here. But just make sure that all the lights work in your car. It's not necessarily for you to be able to see, but it's for also people to see you, and especially if it's going to be bad weather and as much rain as what they're talking about and the weather dropping, you want to be able to be seen out there on the road. That's the friendly tip from your Uncle Greg here tonight on KMOX's At Your Service. We got about another minute here. You got another song, Matt? I'm running out of stuff to talk about.
Well, I mean, I can maybe come up with some little ditty if you want. Okay.
You folks be nice to each other out there. Matt Pajeski's going to take us out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.